And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We went to the Cats open training session on Monday morning and got to catch up with some of the players.
Yes, indeed. This is our chat with Jack Bowes.
Well, we've grabbed another one from the open training session here at the Cats. Jack Bowes is with us. Jack, thanks for your time. How do you, I look at you on the field and go, you just handle everything with a calmness and, you know, the huge moments don't seem to bother you. Does a week like this get you going at all? Like, does it get you a little bit nervous, a little bit excited? What's the feeling?
No, I don't know. Deep down, it's always there's always nerves, excitement. Anticipation is probably the big one. I think the last couple of weeks, obviously waiting for games to come around with the bye, is a bit tougher to deal with. But now that we've got that sort of shorter turnaround, it's exciting. And I'm just going to lap it up and can't wait for the week ahead.
Did you, once you realised you were playing in the grand final, did you have someone that you called and just went, hey, can't believe it? Like, can you believe who made it?
Oh, just some of the messages I've had off family and friends throughout the week, just dating back to, like, you know, playing with mates in the yard. They've just messaging saying, like, I remember we used to kick the ball in the backyard through our, you know, palm trees back home, and we always used to visualise these days, and it's awesome to see you got an opportunity at playing in the grand final.
And so, can I have some tickets?
Yeah. I've had a few of them, and I've had to politely decline a few of them. The family have taken those firstly. So, yeah.
Now, when Lingy comes in every morning, he's like, I am legend. I am legend. He has a mantra. Do you have something like that that's going to get you out there and going on grand finals?
No affirmations or looking in the mirror and stuff like that. I try to keep it pretty simple, but there's things I put in place, obviously, to prepare for games that I do every week, and hopefully I'm not going to really go away from that now that we've made a grand final. So.
A little birdie told me that the one of the best judges of football going around is clearly your dad, because he came down, moved down a month ago and thought, I'm staying for the whole of September because you guys are making a grand final. Can you confirm that?
He has been down all month. I'm not sure if he booked flexible flights or not, but he's done very well, so he's saving a bit of coin flying back. He's
staying here. Are you still cooking him dinner each time he comes down?
No, he's staying in Melbourne, so I'm glad I got a bit of space from him. But he does cook a good pasta, so I might have to get him and cook up the pre-game meal.
Saturday morning, will you have a kick with Dad in the backyard before you get to the ground?
Or? Yeah, no kicks with Dad. I don't have a backyard, actually. So. it's good to have him down, and obviously Mum and Dad and my brother and Jazz's side of the family as well. So it's just great to experience it with them. I mean, I feel like Dad's more excited than I am sometimes. He was out in the field before at open training, wanting to kick the footy around. So it's just special to, you know, live in those moments and, soak it up.
Are you, on Saturday, you're going to stand there before that first siren? Are you just going to breathe and just take it all in and try to take it all? I mean, it must be so hard. Lingy talks about it all the time, but to absorb it all.
Oh, man, once the siren goes, I'm assuming it's just going to feel like another game. I think that's the moment you're sort of chasing, and can't wait for that moment. And, the build-up's something that we're going to embrace, but, that moment's going to be special.
Well, enjoy that moment. Enjoy all the moments, hopefully, on Saturday. Thanks for your time. Have a great week.
Thanks, Lingy. Thanks, Ella.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The open training session on Monday was absolutely huge. We were there with a whole bunch of players. Mm. We caught up with Jack Martin.
Well, we are at the Cats open training session and we've managed to grab aside Jack Martin. Jack, thanks so much for your time. Now, you're pretty happy you've made the move over from Carlton to the Cats and obviously loving the fact you're about to play in the grand final.
Yeah, it's a exciting week. It's very unfamiliar territory for me to be playing football late September. So, if you asked me 12 months ago if I'd be standing here and... having a game on the last Saturday in September, I'd say you're kidding. So, I'm just excited for the week and just sort of embracing everything that comes with it.
The Cats are known for being able to help players, you know, rejuvenate careers or, you know, change the trajectory of their careers. How different is it, the experience here, and how much weight do you put behind that credit towards the club to getting you back on track?
Yeah, I think I remember the chat I had with Steve Saunders back in November, and we had a clear plan, and we knew it was going to take some time, and I feel like my body's in a good spot right now, you know, being able to play a game week to week and train, back up at training, so which I haven't been able to do in the last, previous years, so I feel like I'm in a good spot at the moment, and I'm excited.
Is there anything you chuck in the ears pre-running out there grand final day, whether it's your favourite tune or maybe some words of affirmation from Cameron Ling? You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Because I have that on recording when I have big days. What do you have?
Oh, I think it's my little daughter at the moment. She's just walking around the house singing the cat song bloody every day. So, yeah, that's the only song that's playing in the house at the moment, in the car. So she's excited about the weekend.
Beautiful. So you've started brainwashing already. That's fantastic. Get that song into the kids' ears.
Although she'll randomly just start singing the Gold Coast Sun song, and I'm just like, what?
Back to your early days.
She's excited about the week.
We're not asking too much of you here, but you did break the record for the fastest four-goal stretch for the Cats throughout the season.
Yep.
Any chance of that this Saturday, thanks?
To be honest, it all happened so quickly, and I don't even know, just the Macarena was going on, and it was just... I don't know. My nieces love it, but it'd be nice if it, that again.
I had to tell Logie how much I hate that song until it became your song, and then I love that song.
Well, don't ask Scotty if he loves it, because I think he hates it as well.
Did you get a choice with that being your song, or do they just say, oh, yeah, that'll do?
No, I didn't get a choice at all, no. I actually didn't know they played songs after every goal, so might have to change it next year.
No, you're the Macarena now. That's how it is.
I'm sure everyone's been really welcoming, you know, as you've come into the club. Is there anyone in particular that's sort of not taking you under their wing, but you really gelled with?
Yeah, I think, thinking back when we first had the meetings, and Mark Worthington, his support, him and Beck Goods, they've just made the transition so smooth, and with my family and my young family. So, those two have been massive.
Is obviously the young family will be coming on Saturday. How many tickets, how many are you going to have there on Saturday cheering you specifically on for the game?
Yep. So I got mother and father-in-law, and then got a little crew coming over from Broome. So, they'll be over later in the week. So they're probably going to have to bring a few layers, I reckon, because it's about 32 degrees in Broome today. So, yeah.
Cameron's asking because he's asking for a couple of tickets. He's finding it hard to score some.
I'm sure he's a legend. I'm sure he's got his tickets.
Oh, well, it's been so good to see you here in the blue and white hoops. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the game. All the best. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. Tommy, you've got the entire studio sympathy itching right now. Sympathy scratching.
I know.
It's good to be bald sometimes. Good to be bald.
Completely hairless. Like an inside-out cat.
like an otter that's not a. Okay. We've had our first bout of head lice, hit prep for the first time this year, and we've managed to get almost to the end of the year without head lice, but it has struck the household, and now it's an infestation that I do not know how to approach, deal with, sort out.
And you're not getting sensible recommendations from Loggy or I? So we thought we'd turn to those who might know, might be able to help you on this journey.
All right, Joe's in Barwon Heads. Joe, I'm panicking. Help.
I'm hearing you. My daughter had a kindergarten, I'm talking 25 years ago now, but I still remember it. It was that horrific.
Oh.
And she just kept getting nits all the time.
Okay.
In the finish, I end up getting the NIT nurse to come and do a check on the kids at kinder.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually said the shampoos are not that great. They don't work.
Oh.
She said you've got to literally get your fingernails and pull each one of those eggs out of the hair, wipe it on a tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And she also suggested about putting eucalyptus oil in some water and spraying the kid's hair, and make sure you put her hair up in a ponytail and plait it.
Yep.
And I also used to put hairspray on it right through kinder and primary school.
Sure.
I didn't care about the hairspray, but I just thought I can't deal with those nits ever again.
No.
It was just, and I ended up getting it myself.
Oh, no.
The hairspray, did that work, Joe?
It did. It really did help.
Preventative.
Because they can't attach to the hair because you've got the hairspray on it.
Clever. Get the lacquer.
Clever.
The one mistake Joe made was with the cigarette lighter and the hairspray.
Do not try that at home. Cameron is making a joke, a terrible one, but it is a joke. Ed from St. Albans Park, what's your tip, mate?
Good morning, Lewis family.
Morning.
I'm sorry to hear about your dilemma.
Yeah.
I would say visit your local chemist and get a comprehensive cover of what's available.
Right.
Also invest in a knit comb. It's a very fine comb. And also, as you're putting the procedure onto the girls, reassure them they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just something that's going to be a very small incident in their life.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Wise words there. That was actually my first instinct, was to go to the chemist and buy everything. Everything on the, just throw it on the head.
I'll take the whole shop, eh? Kerry from Norlane's on the line. Kerry, any tips for Tommy?
Hi, I've listened to them all, and one's right, the products don't work.
You've got a knit comb,
you've got your olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll use your olive oil with some apple cider vinegar, which will dissolve what the larvae stick to the hair with.
Ah.
So you'll use your knit comb, your olive oil, which also the vinegar will soothe the scalp.
Ah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Put a bit of salt and pepper in there and you've got a nice salad dressing.
You will have, or an egg.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
will,
tasty egg. But, yeah, you will get rid of the problem. And you use eucalyptus on the skin. It's toxic. Maybe some diluted tea tree oil if you had to.
Okay.
Itching witch hazel is the best.
Okay. Ah, all right. Okay.
Good tips, good tips.
Tell me you're writing all this down.
Trying to keep up.
Let's wrap it up with Tony from Corio. Tony, knits, help.
Well, it's really, really simple, Tommy. Everyone just gets a haircut like you.
Hey, we are family. Pick us in a crowd, hey.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I really appreciate the fact that, given the Cats are playing the grand final this week, you guys have indulged me left, right and centre as I've sort of managed to drag in a couple of old teammates, premiership teammates. Tommy Hawkins was on the other day, and I'm kind of excited, really excited about our next guest.
Yeah, it was a big get from me.
Thank you for organising it, Lauren.
No, that's okay. We're good mates.
One of the greatest to ever play the game and a premiership player at the Cats in 2007 and 2009, so knows what this week is all about. Played in four grand finals. Gary Ablett Jr. Yay! Is on the line. Hello, Gaz.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Excited.
We're pumped. Do you still get pumped this week when the Cats are in a granny? Do you still feel like you want to be out there?
I do. I think it's that one time a year where you actually miss playing, Lingy. I get asked this question all the time, whether I miss the game or not. And there are aspects of the game that I miss. But finals footy, that's what it's all about. That's why we play, and ultimately to win a premiership. So to be going into another grand final is obviously very exciting for so many people. And I actually get more nervous these days watching games of football than what I did when I play. Obviously, when you're playing, you can do something about it. But I don't know. I think I might have to switch the TV off at some stage and be following it closely on my phone.
Just so you know, Log, Gaz could do something about it when he was playing. I still couldn't do anything about it when I was playing.
I know. I love that, Gaz. You are well known for mentoring Ollie Dempsey and Bailey Smith. Have there been a few texts and late night phone calls of like, what do I do? How do I do this? Have you been sending through any tips for this weekend?
We have been talking, but it's just been more around, you know, those guys just trying to take pressure off themselves. Obviously, it is a big occasion. And as I mentioned, this is why we play football, is to ultimately win premierships. But we've just been texting back and forth, just saying, enjoy the moment. Focus on the things that you can control, and that's the way you prepare for games. But then the rest is out of their control. I think if they play close to their best, they're going to be very hard to beat. But there's two very good sides in the grand final. So we'll see what happens tomorrow, but I know they're both very excited and, as I said, looking forward to the occasion.
Gaz, it is a team sport, and another team probably, I imagine, close to your heart. Had a really good year, the Gold Coast Suns. How was it watching them? And also, Matty Rao winning the Brownlow, second ever Suns player after yourself to win it. Did you reach out to him?
I haven't yet. Matty's such a great kid. I spent a bit of time with him. It was actually a couple of years ago now, and we just spoke through I guess him kind of taking that next step within his footy, which was getting more outside ball. We know that he's a contested ball and, you know, he wins a lot of his own ball. But for him to, I guess, go to that next level, I guess getting some easy ball at time was really going to help his game. It was just so great to see him get up. He is such a great kid. He is the ultimate professional, does everything right. And obviously the Suns playing finals football for the first time was just so exciting for the football club. It had been a long time coming, and, you know, they'd got close 3 or 4 times. So to get a taste of finals football is no doubt going to help them in the future. And it's just, I really love the brand of football that they're playing. You know, they play fast football. It's exciting. And I think they'll learn a lot from the two finals game that they played. And look, Geelong can have the next 2 or 3 premierships and then they can get one after that.
I like the sound of that, Gaz. And good to see a redhead finally win a Brownlow. You know, I think it's been a while.
I thought you were very unlucky, Lee.
What are you doing on Saturday, Gaz? Are you watching it from home with that beautiful family of yours? Are you heading up the highway? Where will you be taking it in?
I've got a couple of events. I've got a breakfast in the morning, and then I will be on site. So I will be at the G for a luncheon around 12 o'clock. But then I've got the option to either stay for the game or to get on the road and get back and watch it with the family. So I'm working that out at the moment. As I said, I am a nervous watcher. I don't know if sitting at the MCG is going to be the best thing for me. So we'll just see what happens.
We were saying to Tom Hawkins yesterday, it's such a good week to be you boys, isn't it? Because that cash money and that come to this breakfast and come into this room. It must be hard to say no, Gaz, to all these opportunities.
Well, I do it all for the love of the game. I don't know about Lindy.
Yes.
I do it for different reasons.
No, Lindy does it for a new East Wing at his home. We've got the West Wing already. But the East Wing's still coming along. So.
Very good.
It's awesome to talk to you. Thanks for jumping on in what is a huge week for the Cats, as such a huge part of their successful history. There's something in the water at Geelong, and it continues to just breed success. Gary Ablett Jr., thanks for your time, and all the best for Saturday.
My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Gaz. Enjoy the game, mate.
Thanks, Lingy. Bye.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I think it's been reported, certainly on KROQ News, I think it's been reported everywhere, that should the Cats win on Saturday in the grand final, that the grand final parade that has taken place other times that the Cats have won a premiership, in Geelong, of course we're talking this one, won't take place. It's a joint decision between the City of Greater Geelong and also the Geelong Cats. It's funny because I'm just reading online some of the reactions to it. A few people saying, you know, oh, surely we can do it. You know, a little bit of pushback. Mm. Others are supportive of it. There's a few things in the articles that I've been reading around economic impact of people spending money in the city and everything like that should Geelong win. I kind of agree with the decision that's been made.
Okay.
That might surprise you.
Okay, yeah, it does.
Because I think within some of the comments there, the communications between the city and also the Cats is, again, should the Cats win? We're not locking in a premiership, but should they win, the best day and way for everybody to celebrate together and for the players to be able to say thank you to the wonderful, beautiful support of the fans and to really connect with them is the next day, the Sunday, where I think again this year it'll be at St Mary's Oval.
Yeah.
The family day will take place. That's the special day. When I think back to my time, now that's a while ago, the unbelievable memories of the celebration together with our incredible fans was on the Sunday. That's the magic day. The parade, I didn't love. It was the very first one, the 2007 one, was great because it had been a 44-year drought. We ended up at City Hall and everything like that. And we had the fun around the mayor for the day stuff and all that type of stuff. But other than that, it's kind of awkward. You're sitting in a car just kind of waving. And like you're...
And it's not a fast drive either.
Yeah, and whereas the Sunday, the family day, that's the beautiful day with the fans.
Yeah. Did you ever do a gala day parade with me?
No.
Because we used to roll around in the back of the K-Rock Ranger Gala Day Parade. So you're right, Ling, it is a bit sort of, g'day.
And you want to give every single supporter who's lined the streets the same bit of love, but also at the same time, you kind of, there's this big barrier between you and them because you're up in a back of a ute and they're down there and multiple metres away. I always felt the beautiful connection with the fans on the Sunday at the family day. That was the one where there was just this overwhelming wave of like, God, they are just the best supporters. They love us. Yeah. We love them. This is a day where we can do it together. So I don't mind the fact that the parade is no longer going to take place.
If the Cats lose, which we hope that they don't, does the family day still go ahead?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know that as a player. We experienced it in 2008. It is, you're so down, you're so shattered and at times angry with just your own performance or what we did together and everything like that. But you still got to suck it up and realise how wonderful those fans have been and how big a part they are in having got you to the grand final.
Yeah.
So you front up and through sometimes gritted teeth of just devastation, you still get up there and you say thank you for everything that you've done. They're the reasons we're out there. We're getting you know, these great resources and incredible facilities, the memberships they buy and all the gear they buy. So yeah, no matter what, it's still a connection on that Sunday, happy or sad, you have with what I class as the greatest fans in the game.
Yeah.
The family day's the one for me. So, again, I know I'm repeating. I support their decision to and that might not be that popular what I'm saying, but I just think the parade is not as important and not as special as what the family day is.
But then also you can buy sort of 7, 8 o'clock that night, the Sunday night, be on a flight to Bali or whatever if that's...
Yeah.
Is that how it works? You're allowed to just bank it out
of here? No.
Oh.
Because of the week ahead, really quickly, win or lose, and the win, there's a lot more going on, but you've got to have your exit meetings with all your coaches. You've got to do a full medical screening and everything like that. So whether you're being delisted, traded, signed on for multiple years, retiring, you still have to go through a medical screening process.
And then you can piss off to Bali.
And then the best and fairest is on Thursday night.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you can jump on a plane.
So it's not the players saying, hey, we just want to get out of here as quickly as we can once the season's over, because there is still a lot of paperwork and admin gear to do.
The week is hectic after a grand final, because you got to squeeze. So the players officially go on leave on the Friday, so after the best and fairest.
Mm.
You have to squeeze into that all of these important meetings, exit meetings, so there could be a player who is on the borderline of selection for the grand final who may not have a contract offered to them for next year. So the coaches have to sit down with them, give them the time and respect that they deserve to say, hey, we're moving in a different direction. But also, you've still got to go through a full medical screening process, because as you come out of our club, you have to be deemed this and this with your health and your injuries and everything like that, a full history.
Yeah.
All that's got to take place within 3 or 4 days.
And not to mention, it's so tough for them. The Mad Monday, I mean.
Rough. So rough.
Poor players, you know, they just do so much.
You do have to squeeze that one in as well.
I think it's also worth noting that what the council did last time in 2022, there was a bit of backlash because they weren't prepared to have a public viewing party.
Mm.
And so it seems like they might have, whilst it's different sort of leadership there, they might have taken the learnings from 2022, and so they're taking those resources that they would have spent on the parade itself and plonking them on Saturday afternoon down at Eastern Beach, where they have the big activation, the screens, and getting families down there to watch the actual match.
Yep, which is a great call. That's a better use of resources.
Yeah. All right, well, we're looking forward to the family day and all of that, Bizzo. It's going to be a huge weekend. K-Rock 955.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
One second song.
AJ joins us for 1 second song each week. AJ, you are wearing a Hawthorn jumper. Now, that's not because of the preliminary final that's just taken place, because of the AFLW tonight, I'm
sure.
It is
partially for the AFLW tonight, but also it is Footy Colours Day here at work today. Lingy, as you
would notice these.
I'm in Bombers gear.
These two not wearing any Essendon merchandise because Essendon fans always pack it up before September.
Oh really?
Oh, oh really? You grabbed the scarf from the other side of the room,
and that was the scarf that I had put there to wear later.
Yes. AJ, you do have a theme for us each week on 1 Second Song. What is it this week?
No, I didn't think I'd go with a theme this week. There's nothing happening, as you know. So it's really
slow news week. Slow news week.
Of course, it is grand final week, so I thought I'll go in through the footy archives and find, you know, the one day in September's all the up there Cazalis. Then I thought, no, we're going to get weird.
Oh, that's
unlike
you.
I got some weird football songs for you, and we're going to go through a few of them because they're going to be pretty important.
Okay, should be easy to get the artists.
I'm not going to need artists on these ones. We're just going to need the titles because there are some red herrings in here.
Can I fully disclose, right? Because I just, not to get too technical, but I obviously press the buttons and I put all the sound grabs in that AJ sends me, and usually they're generically named, but the last reveal had the name of the song in it, so I've relabeled it, but I know the name. I know what song 3 is.
Ooh,
okay. Already. So I'm going to have to win in the first 2 songs.
Okay. Thanks for being honest.
No worries. That was your only chance.
Yeah. Unlike me. Here we go. Anyway, 1 Second Song. Tell us, what song is this, Lingy or me?
Lingy. That's more than a game.
It's not more than a game.
Isn't it?
No.
So Lingy's out.
All right. 3 seconds of that same song. What is this? It's a love and proud tradition and the champions of all. Do you know it, Lingy?
Yeah. Can I jump
you
back
can
in?
Absolutely jump in.
Cat Attack.
It's Cat Attack!
Okay.
Go Cats. Right. Let's hear it, Tommy. Go Cats. Cat
Attack. Shalom. What?
Go Cats. You never heard that one?
Nah.
They still play it occasionally at the games here.
Oh, we should have that playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cat Attack. Go Cats. Cat Attack. July. It is. I've been singing it to myself all week. It's one of those songs that's so far below a 0 that it's back to being a 10.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
So much fun.
All right, we'll get that.
That's a couple of points for me.
Okay.
This is such a good round.
Yeah.
It's really
look
good.
How grumpy great
question.
Now, you're acting like Tom.
Hey.
I love Nish.
Question number 2. What song is this?
There were the times we won the big one.
What?
Nah.
3 seconds.
Okay. Champions that make you swell with
pride. AJ, this is
sung by a Geelong local, might I add this one.
Okay. When you talk about the funny
and you start to reminisce. Loggy.
Loggy.
That's football?
No, it's not.
Okay, you get no sound effect for that. I got no idea.
No idea.
It is Geelong's own Barry Crocker singing Come on the Cats.
AJ, I thought I knew every song related to Geelong. I do not know that one at all.
I don't think many people do. We all know Barry Crocker. He is a good Geelong boy.
I didn't know Barry Crocker was a Geelong boy.
Nor did I. Okay, all right. This is to rescue this whole segment. Question number 3 that I will sit out. What song is this?
It's more Loggy. It's more than a game.
More than a game.
Yes. I know the start of that.
How did you know that from that hum?
I know. I knew the hum.
Rest in peace to Chris Doney, who passed away at the end of last week too, unfortunately.
All right, so what just happened? Who won?
I have no idea.
Well, I won technically.
Football was the big winner.
But I think.
Was it though?
All right, winner sound effect for football and for AJ, because I reckon you stumped all of us there, mate. And we will play again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.